following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the United States. But more people in Columbus, Ohio are now surviving when their hearts suddenly develop an abnormal beat or stop beating altogether. VOA's Carol Pearson tells us why.
Mark Bradford takes the same walk every day, but one morning he collapsed in sudden cardiac arrest. His heart stopped beating.
Next thing I remember is waking up in the heart unit.
With cardiac arrest, every second counts. How fast help arrives is a factor for survival. So too is what caused the heart to stop beating. If the heart quivers uncontrollably and can't pump blood, or if it goes wildly out of rhythm, chances of survival are slim to none. In the U.S., fire departments are called if there's an emergency. When the Columbus, Ohio Fire Department received a new device for CPR, the department contacted the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and together they developed a new plan of action.
This will be an ECMO patient.
With that call, medics connect the patient to an automated CPR machine in the ambulance, while a team at the hospital prepares the catheterization laboratory, or cath lab. The lab has diagnostic imaging equipment so doctors can see the heart's arteries and chambers. Most patients who arrive at a hospital by ambulance go to the emergency room. At Ohio State, heart patients go immediately to the cath lab.
Getting people directly to the cath lab is critically important because the more time we wait, the more damage is done to the heart, the more damage is done to all of your organs, including your brain.
The patient is then connected to a machine that does the job of the heart and the lungs.
We can rest the heart and the lungs and then work on the heart to try to get it restarted and beating well.
This practice gives doctors better odds to fix what caused the heart to stop, and it gives patients a chance to survive. The hospital said the new protocol has increased survival rates from 0% to 40%.
Patients have a chance to walk out of a hospital with neurological recovery, having a meaningful life when essentially they would have been pronounced dead on the field.
Bradford was the first patient in Columbus, Ohio to benefit from the protocol.
I mean, I'm very fortunate that they were trained in it, that they used it, that I was out in the park rather than in the house by myself.
Doctors are hopeful this new procedure will eventually become standard and more lives will be saved. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.